Yes, sir. 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 What's good? What's going on, y'all? You already know what time it is. It's Mo Sports TV, February 13th. We're going to recap the Super Bowl. We're going to talk some NBA trade. We're going to recap the NBA trade deadline. I said trade line. I'm autistic. Anyway. I meant autistic dyslexic. My bad. I meant to say dyslexic.
Yeah, it's a little both at this point. Once you're in that team, it's a little bit both.
I went the gang, though. Oh, yeah. I went Matchy. What's happening? I went Big Ed, and I went Uncle.
What's going
Micah.
On? What's going on, y'all?
It's about that time. So, you know, there's a time where we have to go. Look, let me turn it down a bit. There's a day in every man's life where he has to step up and talk about things that happened in the past. And we like to call it the podium over here at Mo Sports. Unk and Ed, you're on the podium. Speak your piece.
What y'all want to know? Played well, lost the game.
I want to know what happened. What happened in the game?
Where did things go wrong?
So it started off, for me, it started off with the CMC. Fumble in the first.
Yes, that was major.
I was like, fuck.
That definitely hurt y'all in the beginning.
It didn't scare me. I was like, all right.
We can recover from that.
We can recover because it's the first quarter. We can recover for that.
But that was a huge momentum killer. Because even if we don't score touchdowns, we're in line to maybe get three. We're going to possibly get something out of that. And that's very uncharacteristic for him to do that. But we recovered. Defense was able to hold.
No, he made the fumble.
And I was about to say, y'all went fumble for fumble because Pacheco in the same quarter fumbled on the goal line as well.
Pacheco was nervous. He had the jitters. You could see, too. In his running, he wasn't fully confident.
He was running his ass off.
We did a good job. He runs hard, but that don't mean you're eating up yardage.
He was getting nowhere necessarily.
Yeah, he runs hard.
The Niners finally were able to stop
that. Yeah, they look like the Niners you expect them to look like.
Yeah, they made adjustments.
Yes.
And Chase Young, he actually played. And he was actually not a difference maker, but he was there, you know, and he made
he was a difference maker this game.
Considering Bosa was getting doubled a lot or whatever, Chase should have made a bigger impact. But he didn't shit the bed, but he could have played a little better. That's all I'm saying.
Eric Armstead had a hell of a game
up front. The whole defensive line.
Apparently he was hurt, too.
Yeah. Who's that?
Yeah. He
played through a meniscus tear in that game.
Armstead.
Yeah. Okay, but it's time for him to go. There's a lot of money for him. He missed half the season. It's time for him to go.
Another, I like him. Another thing that I think killed us, too, we didn't capitalize off that interception in the first half.
That was big.
We were holding, but we didn't get nothing off of it.
You needed points. I mean, at least a field goal.
Yes.
Three
yes.
there would have been huge. And the punt mess up too.
The punt mess up was the one for me.
Every time y'all lose in a big playoff game, there's always a muff.
Kyle Williams, when he did it to the Giants. That's what I had flashbacks to that when that happened. I was like, oh my god.
Losing Greenlaw was a huge loss.
My heart
because the backup was barbecue chicken. Mm-hmm. He was barbecue chicken.
What up,
Andy Reid made sure he went after him.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, Steve Spagnuolo had a pretty good game plan as well.
Stevie Spags.
Yeah, he played well. But the thing about it, Brock still made some plays.
Brock didn't have a bad game at all.
He didn't wilt under pressure. He didn't turn the ball over. But
he did what he needed to do.
Yes.
That's what he always does.
That's my issue, though. At the same time, that's what he always does. He does what he needs to do, but he doesn't go above and beyond.
It's not that he played against a great defense, bro.
And I think also that goes to show you how good Patrick Mahomes is.
That tells you how good that defense is, bro.
So let's ask this question. There was rumors. Well, there was a story that came out a couple of days before the Super Bowl that the Niners were seriously considering bringing Tom Brady.
You entertained
that. That was 3 years ago.
It wasn't recent.
All right, we'll say idiot.
Somebody brought it, resurfaced
it,
and brought it back to life. It was 3 years ago.
It was literally 3 years ago.
But if you do have an opportunity with Tom Brady 3 years ago, you take that. But not about this Brady. Not this Brady now. So I don't like I said, that was from a couple years ago. Somebody threw it in the mix now.
Do the Niners win with an elite quarterback in that Super Bowl that just played right now?
What do you mean elite?
A top five quarterback.
But what's a top five quarterback? They lost to all the top five quarterbacks lost to Mahomes.
So Josh Allen just lost. Pat Mahomes is a generational talent, bro. Yeah. There's nothing you could do.
Yeah.
Nobody was expecting him to run on third and one.
So you're saying no.
He lost in overtime.
You're saying no.
The top five quarterbacks all
if
lost.
If y'all had Joe Burrow, no. You're still saying no?
No, because I'm saying no because our offense is mobile.
Bro.
We need a mobile quarterback. That's,
going off hypothetical, Brock Purdy was
drafted. If the Niners have Lamar with Lamar, yeah. do y'all win that?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, because
Lamar, Josh Allen, yeah.
He fits better.
All right. That's what I meant.
Those are the only two quarterbacks that fit.
But then they're in the elite category. Yeah,
right?
But then again, those elite quarterbacks lost to Mahomes too. So
yeah, they did with different teams.
Yeah, but it's
with this team, yeah. With this team, I think it would.
He was drafted because of what he can do. A lot of people don't realize when you draft a quarterback, you draft him for what he can do in your system. You don't draft him off the what he has intangibles that he has, his physical intangibles. You draft, can he do this? Can he do that? And our
y'all drafted Brock Purdy on a fucking flyer on the very last pick of the fucking draft.
But we got him. We got him. We got him. They said he can do what those things in our system, within our system. Because if that was the case, they would have got somebody else.
I also seen an article with the DC saying that Brock Purdy gives like little spurts of Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yo, the league respects Brock Purdy. I respect Brock Purdy.
Yeah. I respect Brock Purdy.
It's just the media and the fans. They just want to be right on Brock Purdy.
I can't lie. I have a take that could be kind of hot. I think the Niners in that game, if they had Jordan Love at quarterback, win the game.
I think so,
that
too.
That could be true because he's more talented. I think that's something I wouldn't argue with. As long as he doesn't do the Cowboy thing and decide to just wing it.
Yeah, no.
Stay within the system.
Jordan Love. He made plays outside of just the designated, you know, what was scripted for him. I feel like Brock Purdy was just too held to script in this Super Bowl and just he didn't kind of improvise. And that's what Patrick Mahomes is best at.
He was under duress, bro.
He made plays.
That's when I need improvisation.
Yeah, but he was. He did do that. He did that in the fourth.
There just wasn't a big play that.
Yes, there was.
There wasn't, bro, the fourth down.
I'll say this. I'll give this. To Brock Purdy, I think it was more Shanahan's fault than Brock Purdy's fault. The Niners lost.
The situational play calling,
like we were talking about before we went live, they could have juiced a lot more clock on that last drive.
Yeah,
they could have juiced a lot more clock.
That's situational play calling, bro. That's Shanahan sometimes gets too smart.
30 with Pat Mahomes in the fourth in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You cannot do it.
That's why you can't do it, bro. We needed that first down there. That first down, we would have ate up a whole shitload of the clock.
We would have scored a touchdown too, because we're in the ten yard line.
We're on the 10 yard line. We had a good chance to score.
You got to finish right there.
Yeah,
and like that's an indictment on Shanahan.
But I put that on Shanahan.
Y'all should have scored too at the same time. Like, yes, y'all should have fucking scored and finished the fucking game off. Yeah, because if y'all do get that first down. And y'all do get a touchdown. Maybe Mahomes has maybe what 25 seconds to 30 seconds left?
If that, right.
Or y'all really smart. You get the first down and kneel three times and kick the field goal for the win.
That's why that first down was. But the blocking, the right hand side of the offensive line, everybody bailed. They let Jones.
That's what happens when you play against a pass rusher like Jones.
Though. But you got to hit him. You see him. You still. They never touched him. They didn't even step to him. The right tackle went to the right. Just went to the right, and a guard went down on the left.
Yeah,
and left a vacant spot for Jones and a blitzer.
Yeah,
but this is why I don't like when people talk about our offensive line because y'all don't really watch our games because we run our whole offense through Trent Williams. To run the ball, to do everything.
Then why I would have went to my left then?
He's always the lead blocker.
He's always the lead blocker. He's pulling everything.
I would have went to the left side. The whole right side is dog shit. I would have ran the ball to the left then on first, second down.
We say that Shanahan does have this issue of almost overthinking.
Yes.
And like fighting against himself in some of these scenarios.
He's so stuck
and
on his
there's another indictment. He fucking didn't defer the overtime winning toss. They took the ball first instead of
letting Patrick Mahomes set the tone. Yeah.
Fuck that. You know what Patrick Mahomes is going to do if y'all only get a field goal.
You know what's going to happen. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. You're losing the game. Straight like that.
I'm like conflicted with that too because our defense was fucking balling.
At least if they get a touchdown, at least y'all got a chance to go all four downs for the rest of the field.
Yeah.
And match that. There was a
and
time
possibly go for the two if you confident.
If y'all really feeling froggy,
you get down there.
Might as well go for two because lose, trying to go score swinging. For score with Patrick Mahomes isn't gonna work.
Going band
that
for
is a two
band.
Go for two.
Going band for band, ring for ring with Patty.
It's just not happening.
It's not a winning game.
They were doing it up until that block punt. I mean that muff punt because we held our own.
It was hunting, man. Our line was hunting, man.
They did. Everybody played well. The secondary played well. Everybody played pretty good.
The first half, both defenses played very excellent.
Pat was under a lot of pressure. I mean, there were a couple.
Even
if you don't sack him, make him move.
It looked, it looked very reminiscent, like him scrambling out of the pocket.
When he played the Bucks.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, some of his plays, and, you know, getting out.
A lot of people kept screaming, why aren't the Niners going in man? We would have got killed in man. Because Ambry Thomas would have got destroyed opposite of Ward. People don't understand that.
Flags would have been like 50 flags.
So all you guys just go deep and throw it up. He's going to fuck up. If you throw it his way four times, you're going to get two penalties out of him. So we had to go in that scheme. The scheme was working. Because they didn't do nothing over the top. When they did try, our guys got back. Dude. So,
it's just a luck of the draw of a 49ers fan, man. It's like. There's nothing we really can explain. This happens to us every – something stupid happens every Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or playoff game. Yeah, man.
They're all playoff game.
Like, when y'all lose, y'all make a mistake that shouldn't have been made.
That's a game changer. That's a fucking game changer. So
extra point.
The kicker kicked it right into him. How the fuck you
kicked? Jake Moody fucking
trying
sucks.
Trying to overkick and hooked it.
Jake Moody fucking sucks. I've been saying this since, like, we lost to the Browns. I'm like, yeah, this guy's going to be one of the reasons why we lose.
But he did kick some deep. He did hit some deep ones.
I don't care about that shit, Unc.
All right.
That shit's horrible.
He kicked that. He overkicked the ball.
My real question is, what does this ring now mean for Patrick Mahomes' legacy?
He's a generational talent.
He just solidified.
The Chiefs are now a dynasty officially.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Yeah.
They won, what, 3 out of the last 4?
Yeah.
3-5 seasons.
3-5?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Don't be surprised if they get a three-peat next year. Don't be surprised.
The NFL is so tough.
We said there's going to be one player that does it. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes. Because now you know he's going to get a top wide receiver talent. Whether it's Mike Evans, whether it's T. Higgins, whether it's Ayuk, whether it's one of these real dogs that are coming out of the draft. There's a lot of wide receiver talent this offseason that's going to be switching teams. You know the Chiefs is going to get one of them.
After the Super Bowl, how y'all feeling about Kyle?
I still want him as my head coach.
Yeah. I just want him to stop fucking, just get off his script. Stop being smarter than everybody else. Sometimes you just got to play situational football. You know, sometimes he overthinks situations. You can't come out in the third quarter and go 2-3 and outs throwing 6 straight passes. You got Christian McCaffrey sitting back there because you're not eating up no clock. It's like it took all of a minute to run 3 plays twice. What the fuck are you doing, bro?
Find Wilkes, though. Get that nigga the fuck up out of there, man.
Kyle Shanahan has now blown 10-point lead in all 3 of
this one's
Super
different,
Bowl
bro. That was different because it was a first half, first quarter. Come on, stop. It's not like it was.
I know
you're
trying to push
quarter.
That narrative, though.
It's not like it was a fourth quarter and there with 6 minutes left and they blew it. No, it was first half. Stop. I get what you're saying, but come on. Stop. You're smarter than that.
Kyle reminds me of John Harbaugh at times.
I think Shanahan's an excellent coach. I think he's one. He's a top 3 coach in the NFL, in my opinion.
No.
Yes.
I love him, but no.
Yes.
I give him top 5 because he overthinks situations, bro.
I don't see.
Andy Reid.
McVay.
No.
Shanahan's better than McVay.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's good.
I mean, honestly, who's better than Shanahan? Other than Reed.
But Shanahan gets
Harbaugh
situation. Yeah, no. Harbaugh, yes. Harbaugh, he's got a ring.
Mike Tomlin.
Peterson?
He got a ring a decade
Tomlin?
Ago.
Okay, I'll give you Tomlin. Maybe.
Tomlin.
With an offense, Tomlin's a good coach.
Yeah.
He's a damn good coach.
I mean, let's not forget that Steelers team with AB.
When they got offensive firepower.
Yeah, there's
Tomlin's
serious.
Nothing to fuck with, bro.
Yeah.
And he has
dogs on defense. He has a dog on every level on defense, and they make it happen. But Shanahan, I'm a Niner fan through and through. Been there since fucking 1979. Yo, I never seen someone just outsmart themselves thinking they're smarter than everybody else.
Shit's nasty.
And that's what bothers me about Shanahan.
Y'all ain't getting rid of him no time soon.
Nah, he's replace him like
career. He's our franchise coach.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not one of those to say get rid of him. I'm never saying that because we got no one to replace him with. Let me tell you something. Here's a hot take.
I'll be quick to pick him up.
Here's a hot take from a true 49er fan. And hear what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to take a pick between Debo and Ayuk, I would let Debo go.
Yeah, that nigga's a bitch.
It's not so much of that. It's just
He is soft.
On the field.
Gets hurt too much.
And not just that. He can't run patterns as good as Ayuk. He's a great football player. He's a great football player. But as far as flat out, wide out on the other side, I wouldn't be heartbroken.
Here's the thing, Unc. Ayuk's out of there. Officially today. His best friend posted on the story. He only got three targets.
Okay.
That is a problem. Is that not a problem? Ayuk only got three targets the whole game.
Didn't he have three catches?
No, he had three catches. He's got like not eight targets.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
He got a bunch of targets. So you make plays, Ayuk.
Well, obviously Ayuk is very upset about
it. He's upset because on that third down play, he broke open. That's why he broke open on that third down play.
They said he's going to the Raiders. His best friend said he's going to the Raiders.
Why?
Who cares, bro?
Because he didn't get enough catches.
He's
going
to have Jimmy G throw him the ball? Aaron McConnell?
Who's going to be the quarterback?
The grass is not always green.
The grass is not always green this year, bro. Obviously, but the... You know what is? The green is always greener.
Yeah, but you're going to get
You can't
paid.
Afford.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because Armstead's out of there, bro. There's a lot of contracts that are not coming back.
We have mad contracts.
Right. We'll see. He ain't going nowhere.
Somebody give that boy something vicious.
But it's going like to have to be a top. Yeah, but it's going to have to be a contending team.
Ayuk being above Debo is not something new either. Like, that was originally how the 49ers were going to lay out their offense when both of them were coming up. They had Ayuk high above what Debo Samuel was supposed to be contributing. It just happened to work out that Debo fit better in the run role.
Yeah, he's a better football player.
Well, I think Ayuk is a better wide receiver, and he is the wide receiver one of the team.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many weapons on the Niners.
He doesn't get the touch. 10, 12 like the other guys getting 10, 12 touches.
If he got the Juwan Jennings touchdown, that would have never been posted. That's all. And like,
thank
Juwan
you, by
Jennings
the way, for that.
Four...
For that Juwan Jennings. It fed generations.
I actually read your tweet. I read your tweet and I was going to comment Juwan Jennings.
Because Unc really put me on to Juwan Jennings.
I went first touchdown.
No, he threw the first touchdown.
Oh, that's right.
He still got another touchdown later on.
He got any time.
I was with a little John and niggas ain't listening to this. And I was with a friend and he was like
wait, that sounded crazy.
Red does.
No. Shut the fuck up. All of you. Shut up.
Get it out.
My friend wanted me to play some bets. And I was like, look, Juwan Jennings first touchdown. And my friend was like, no, do anytime. I want a more safer bet. I was like, okay.
Did you get the anytime?
They got the anytime. My friend got the anytime.
There you go.
We're mine.
We're the big guy.
I ain't even get shit for it. You know what I mean? So you know how that go. But
another take from that is the defense played well. And I think Armstead's gotta go. We're gonna have to get somebody to replace Greenlaw because he's not gonna come back to like October, November.
That was nuts.
And that was a turning point in the game because he was doing well against Kelsey. He was doing well against Kelsey because you had him covering underneath and somebody over the top. It's a freak accident. It happens. That's just the curse of the Niners, man.
That's just such a crazy play. You're that athletic of a guy.
Can't run on the field. Like, what the fuck, nigga? What are you doing?
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
I was like, okay.
It wasn't even a play. It's like, motherfucker, you running on the field? Like,
at that point, it was Jover. There was no coming back from something like that, unfortunately.
Nigga tripped over his tampon string. What is you doing, dog?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That hurt. That really hurt. Not just for what he does on the field, the psyche of the teams. Like, one of your dogs is down. It's like, what? Come on.
Yeah. So what's going on with these Tom Brady comparisons to Patrick Mahomes?
Well, you already heard my hot take earlier in the week. I think Patrick Mahomes is already better as a player.
He's probably a better, but the numbers do matter. He's a better talent. He's a better talent, but the numbers matter.
I think he's a better talent, but he's not greater than Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady, you can't. Your numbers don't lie.
The
man.
Greatness is measured in rings. It's measured in, you know.
And when they went head to head, Tom beat him. And he Tom was even though he was correct. Young, even though he was younger.
Correct.
But he, Tom beat him, so he Tom's has that in his pocket.
Was really getting after Patrick in that game.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady and Patrick was hurt too. By the way, I forgot.
Stop. Everybody
he
plays.
Was hurt. He was literally hurt.
I think they hurt him. That defense was disgusting.
That defense was very nasty. Yeah. Very, very nasty.
You gotta think about it. Tom Brady had like 354 yards too.
He was brought TB12 was slinging the rock.
Like, you can't put it all.
Once he figured it out, bro, he was a machine out there, bro.
Right.
So once he figured it out, bro, he was a problem.
I think he's a better talent, like you said, Unc, but I think Brady is greater. But the only reason why he's greater is because of how many years he's had in the league compared to Patrick Mahomes.
Right, yeah, if Patrick plays that long.
This is his fifth year, and he's already halfway
caught up. No, he has more than 5 years, then.
Six.
All right, and he's already caught up. Halfway there, damn near. What, Tom had six or seven?
Seven. But you can't take it for granted.
I think Pat can get seven. I think Pat can get seven.
That's hypothetical, bro.
I think so.
Until he does it. Until he does it.
I think he can.
Four more. Absolutely.
You know how hard that is?
But yeah.
I mean, the things are going to change. Get 3-6?
Yeah, but it's been done. Other teams have done it.
He's going to three.
Steelers got 4-6.
Telling you right now.
The Steelers got 4-6 and a rougher league. It's not the pass happy league that is now, but they did it.
He is the new face of the NFL. He's going to get all the calls. He's going to get all the media attention. He's going to get everything going his way. Yes, they'll go through some bumps through the season. They did that shit on purpose.
Bro,
don't say that because you're making it look scripted.
The passes were not on purpose.
You're making it look scripted. Now you're going to you're going to make it seem like it's scripted. Now you're opening up a Pandora's box for people to bitch and complain. I'm a Niners fan, and I'm not saying it was scripted.
Listen,
so don't put
it is. If it is, though, if there's any realness to the script, at least seven.
This is all I'm saying. Pat Mahomes got paid $500 million.
Seven more rings?
For a reason.
I said what I said.
This man said seven more rings?
He ain't taking what I said. He ain't had his master.
I said what I said.
Seven is crazy.
Bro. I said maybe, first of all. No. I said he'll get seven.
No. He may not get.
He might.
He may get one or two.
Show me what he
could
do without Travis Kelce. Too.
No, see, don't do that. You can't say take away that.
And
you can't say that. You can't blame a guy for what the talent around him is, bro. Especially if it's homegrown. You can't do that.
And his team is going to get better next year.
That's yet to be seen, but we'll see.
You don't know if they're going to get a receiver or not, bro.
So let's see what are the Chiefs going to do this offseason?
We thought that last year too.
Because
yeah, they got literally nobody.
Tony's gone.
Well, Tony's gone.
Valdez gone. Rice is staying.
I think they need to keep Jones. Jones is a free agent this summer. Need to keep Chris Jones.
Maybe the Niners go.
No, they'll
just tag him again.
He'll want out.
They need to keep him whether it's a tag or not.
He'll want out, bro.
And then they need to get a T. Higgins
He said he would sit out
or a Mike Evans.
He almost sat out like the first 2 months because of his contract dispute. Chiefs had the youngest defense. Yeah, their defense is up and coming.
And they're there already.
Don't be surprised if there's a Patty restructure coming.
Yeah, of course. He's flexible.
He gets so much money in endorsements and other fucks. He don't really give a fuck about his contract. Remember what Tom Brady was doing when he was on the Bucks?
Yeah.
When he was on the
Pats.
Both. He did it with both.
When he was on the most unselfish thing I ever seen an NFL player do back when Brady had two Super Bowls in his pocket, Peyton Manning didn't have one and got a $90 million contract. $90 million came Brady's way. He said, no, give me 60. Take that 30 and pay other people. Now, that is dedicated to winning. And he had two rings in his pocket.
Here's the thing. Patty's only getting, like, nothing even super crazy, I feel like, right now.
He's making, like, 60 M's, I think.
He must have got another contract. Remember, he got a 14-year contract at one point?
Yeah, that's the $500 million.
Yeah, what's that per year?
$450 million.
Yeah.
In 14 years, though, right?
No, I don't think it was 14.
10.
That's some Lionel Messi shit.
10.
No.
At least.
Nah, it was like a double-digit number for sure.
Base salary. he's going to be making in 2025. He makes $16 million. That's his base salary. On the roster, he's making $32 million.
That's a fucking steal, like I said. A fucking
but
steal.
But how long
Daniel
is
Jones wait, making more money than Patrick Mahomes?
He has a $60 million cap hit. That's what matters. $60 million cap hit.
When? 63. When was that?
That's this year. Okay. $60 million, $63 million, $59
million. Yeah. Yo, bro, that's crazy.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. But then again, like, the game is shifting and the cap space is getting
improved. 10 years.
It was 10 years, 500 M's.
That's 45 a year.
Still a banger. That's crazy. He's the number 8 quarterback.
All time?
No.
Pay scale.
Active right now. Deshaun Watson's making more money than him. Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and Joe Burrow.
His is stretched out, though. They have shortened.
Per AAV. That's the real number.
But they also
average per AAV. AAV. And he's going to restructure again, and it's going to go down even more. Watch.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes hit the free agency market 2 years prior to those guys. So within that span is when.
Well, guess what? They locked him in for 10. So when is he going to hit it again?
I'll see it when I believe. 20, like, I'll believe it.
2032?
No, he'll.
I'm not going to believe that the Chiefs are going to be like continuing building.
So you think Patty's going to is not going to restructure?
Yeah, and he'll restructure. He doesn't, he'll free up some money for the next couple years.
He's going to do exactly what Tom Brady did. Mm-hmm. Exactly what Tom Brady did. He's going to follow the blueprint. And he's going to have rings on rings because
I don't, but that's not, you can't say that.
Yeah, now he has a possibility. Some percent towards Patty at this point. I can't.
I don't have, you know how I feel about Patrick Mahomes.
No, I'm slowly hating him as this guy.
That's what a lot of people did to Tom Brady. A lot of people hated Tom Brady too. Because he was winning so much.
I hate Tom Brady.
That's what happens when you win so much. A lot of people hate LeBron. A lot of people hated Jordan. A lot of people hated Kobe. Why? Because they won too many titles. And people were sick of seeing these motherfuckers in the finals.
Beat them.
Every fucking year.
Beat them.
Right.
Got to beat them. You know, Joe Burrow, but he didn't beat him when it counted. He beat him in the playoffs, but look, where's Burrow at now? Who's Burrow going to be the same guy when he comes back coming off these injuries? That's one thing people don't realize.
Second season ender.
Second series injury.
Speculating the Chiefs getting
wide receiver. I don't speculate that when I see it, because there's a lot that goes into this. I've been around long enough to think you got to see it before it's, see it all the way through.
So why do you say he's going to get 7?
That's just Corey just being Corey.
He'll get 7.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. When he gets 6, then I'll say he's got a shot.
He'll get 7.
He only got 3. Who's to say he'll get another one? Anything can happen.
He could get Joe Theismann week 1 next year. And all of a sudden,
he's going to win next year, too. So make sure y'all clip that.
What was the last they will 3-peat. Was it the Patriots?
Brady and them.
Yeah. They will 3-peat.
That was the last back-to-back.
We'll see next year.
When the Rams won the Super Bowl a few years ago, a lot of people were saying that they had the best chance at winning back-to-back as well.
No, they had too many people to pay. Because they were all in that 1 year, and they had too much money on the books. Once they didn't have enough money to bring everybody back.
That was just a Super Bowl grab, bro.
That was one shot deal.
You're talking about Jalen Ramsey needing to get paid. Look, now Chris Jones needs to get paid.
Yeah, that's what they're using the money on this offseason. It's going to be probably franchise tagging Chris Jones again.
Chris Jones may opt out, bro. He's got 2 rings.
They might sign him to a big dog. Yes, the Chiefs are 3-peating. Yes, they are. They are, guys.
No, I don't think so.
They are.
I'll see it when I believe it.
They are.
I believe it when I see it. Excuse me. I don't think. Until it happens, they got a good shot. They got the best shot of anybody.
Don't bet on them now, though.
Because you don't know who they're going to have catching passes.
Yeah.
Tony's gone. Valdez Scantling's gone. Rashee Rice is really developing into something really good.
He's on a rookie contract.
Yeah.
It's going to be him and Pacheco next year. That's what Travis it's looking Kelce. Like. Kelce.
That's all you need.
Pretty much.
All you need this year, right?
And other guys to fill slots.
Shit.
And Mecole Hardman, I guess.
The Niners aren't going to look the same next year. Armstead's out of there.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do this offseason?
7-7.
We may be in the mix again.
Free agents this year coming up.
We got a lot of money that's going to be cleared up because we got that Oliver dude took up some money. Get him out of there, bro. We got a first round draft pick this year. I would put that on a right tackle, or I would get the one of the best left tackles available and make him play right tackle until Trent's ready to go.
So yeah. This is Trent last year.
You know, I would draft Trent's replacement right now because you got a first-round pick, first or second-round pick.
At least give him a year with a little
bit of time. Put him on the right-hand side until it's time to move over. That's what I would get. I would get the best left tackle available.
Oh, these are all free agents, right?
Yeah,
Juwan Jennings,
Kinlaw is a big one.
Some team like the Patriots is going to pick Juwan Jennings.
Terrence Mitchell, Ray McCloud.
They can all go.
Gibson.
Yeah, McCloud's not.
Gibson's gone. Gibson's gone because we have his replacement.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Gibson's gone. We have his replacement. Brown
guy. I ain't put Ayuk up here, but he's
Sam Turner.
He might get franchised.
Ayuk may get the franchise.
Because everybody else is paid on our team right now.
But yeah, then you know what's going to happen?
See what happens. A franchise tag for a wide receiver is a lot of fucking money.
That's okay. And it's better than a big ass.
Quarterbacks and wide receivers are the hardest to fucking franchise tag because
Armstead is out. What's Armstead's salary, Matt?
It's like
Arik Armstead on the Niners.
It's honestly something crazy.
Yeah, so he's got to go. He missed half the season. That frees up a lot of money.
Broke neck.
Oh, Ufanga injury. Yeah, that set you guys back as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we had the young bull in there.
And he did okay. That he was brought in to replace Gibson. He had to pick.
He had to pick him. Pat Mahomes hasn't been done yet.
Well, you know.
It is what it is, man.
It is what
Eagles fans get off our dicks. So.
Okay, here we go. That's what we want to talk about. All right, so Brandon, who was it?
Fletcher Cox
was talking wild shit on Instagram to Debo. He told him to eat a dick. He told him he says some other weak ass shit to him. Like that's corny shit.
That just shows that they're not even men.
But there's a lot of like shade thrown towards the Niners from current NFL players like Sam Darnold, Aaron Donald, for example.
Why?
had his ring out. Like, he had an Instagram.
Hey, well, that's when you
get. After y'all lost.
But that's different, though. Because that's a rival.
That's a rival, but still.
Sure, but, like, why are the Eagles? What? Why do the Eagles hate the Niners because
Debo told them what it was and then showed them. They just don't want to get over that.
They talking about Debo. Like,
they just don't want to get over the fact that Debo talked that shit. If our quarterback didn't get hurt, this is what we would have done to you. Then they came and did it. So they can't take it.
Yeah.
And not just that. He did it in their house.
Yeah.
In their house. So that's why they're upset.
Eagles fans, they need to fucking get a life. Y'all acted like y'all won the Super Bowl when the fucking Niners lost. You know what I did? When the Niners lost, I texted Eddie and I said, GG's, bro. Sorry for your loss. I wasn't in your face about it. Yeah, I might have posted a little Niner pack.
That's fun. That's fun.
Video.
These other ones just hating.
But I wasn't like, fuck you.
Yeah, they just hating.
Purdy,
this and that. Motherfucker, y'all started 10-1 and finished 11-6. Shut the fuck up. How do you shut up?
10-1 to 11-7.
10-1 to 11. You got beat by a junior college team.
Yeah, it's
the fuck out of here. That's funny to me.
And the Giants beat the fuck out of here.
They got walked by the Cardinals, the Giants, and the Bucks.
And the Bucks.
Shut up.
Y'all
be humble.
Yo, the Eagles run is over too, by the way.
Yeah, it's definitely cooked. Done.
Y'all cooked, bro.
Because your quarterback isn't what you thought he was.
Y'all paid Jalen Hurts too much fucking money. You paid Jalen Hurts too much fucking money. Y'all had to get rid of y'all real dogs.
Everybody caught up to that RPO.
Had a bunch of make old farts on defense.
Drawing up plays in dirt.
Fletcher Cox is one of those old farts, too, by the way.
Him and Brandon Graham.
Them boys is old as dirt. What are we talking about? Bradberry is an old fart.
Done.
What are we doing here?
Terrible.
Slay, old as fucking dirt.
Fragile.
They're just following Jason
They have
Kelce.
Nothing good on that defense.
Jason Kelce's
an old fart, too.
Y'all made him retire.
He's an old fart, too. Is he on... Does he have a contract with the Eagles, or did he just?
No, he's a free.
Is he a free agent this year?
No, he's fucking the head cheerleader in Kansas City now.
That's what I'm saying. Is he a free agent?
So no, he's
if
retired.
He decided, retired. No, well, he's retired, mm-hmm. right? Whatever. Say if he wanted to come back, would he be on contract with the Eagles?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I was about to say, that's where he's going.
You know what's funny to me when you have Eagles players on TV saying. Everything changed after that 49er game.
It did.
They admitted it.
It but did. No fan is saying that. Like,
they, the players on the field say we weren't the same after that 49. They took our fucking souls. And that was that. So
yeah, that's why the Eagles fans are mad as well. They mad because they really, y'all really violated them.
Yeah. Came in there.
Now we're talking shit. Drink up the beer. Year.
Drink up the beer. Ate the food. Banged them on skank ass chilies and moved on. Moved on. Fuck them Eagles. They got shit to say.
I got people at 6 a.m. tagging me. Go hug your kids or something.
Yeah.
Man. Wake your kids up.
Yeah. Man. Get off Skid Row.
Hey, God.
Put the mess down. Junkie bitches.
Y'all root for a quarterback that get molested every game. I don't want to.
Oh, brother.
Stop. Yeah, right, come on.
Oh, that was OD.
And. And. That
was good. That wasn't it.
Come on, man. You weren't, you rapping, bro.
This is a sick Nico.
Yeah. But right. that was the thing. That was that. And football, hey, yo, look, to anybody out there, all you fans, all the people on the most sports, it's been fun. I had a good time. I met some decent people. Some of y'all is cool as hell. Some of the haters, that's part of it. Another thing, keep it respectful. You stop talking about people's families on here, bro. That shit ain't cool. Talk football. Talk all the shit you want. Talk about people, hot takes and all that shit. But leave them families out of it. That shit is corny, man. Facts. Especially if you ain't going to say it to that motherfucker face if you ever see him. Don't do that shit.
Right.
It's sports. Talk shit and have fun. Talk about your team.
This does wrap up the football season. It's a sad feeling.
No, it's not.
I don't like. Well, no, it is. I don't like. I don't like when football season's over.
Yeah.
And when it comes to like media, when it comes to like most sports in general, because that's when we're most active.
That's what most people are involved.
As far as fans, as far as followings, as far as like people fucking with us. Now it's basketball season, yo.
Basketball season, yo.
It's basketball season, and guess what? It's a bittersweet feeling that football's gone, but guess what? Basketball is the main topic right now, and guess what? My team is fucking here, so that's all that fucking matters. That means I'm back.
Well, we're here, but we're not playing. Most of us aren't playing. Everyone's present, but nobody's really. We got the Westchester Knicks. Those are the ones that are on the floor.
Motherfuckers know what's good when we're healthy, so and that's all that matters.
That's really the main.
And we'll
focus.
Be back by what mid March.
Hopefully,
all of them. Full lineup back mid March.
I don't know about top. Mitch, but I mean that's the hope.
Well, not Mitch.
Mitch is cooked.
Mitch will be back in April sometime.
We need Randall and OG Anunoby back pretty desperately.
You get them two back, it's all good.
It's just having these guys like Brunson, DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, them playing the minutes that they've been playing. You can't have that. You can't have three guys averaging over 43 minutes a game, bro. Like, that's not sustainable come playoff time. And I get it. A lot of these guys are out, but like, you can't. They're forcing Taj Gibson into a crazy role. Taj Gibson played 29 minutes the other night. That's
another thing I'm not liking, bro. And even though it's great content and I enjoy the actual podcast, I don't like that Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart started a podcast mid fucking season. I don't like it.
We're not locked, right?
We're not locked.
That's not locked.
We are 0-3 since the fucking podcast started.
Yeah. Double R with
these are facts.
Yeah, you feel the injuries, double R.
I don't like player podcasts. Maybe I'm biased because I have my own podcast and I was never an NFL or an NBA player. And I want all the shine to myself, maybe. I don't know. But
in-season's crazy.
Like, in-season active, in-season podcasts are nothing, will never do anything good and can always do bad.
Yep. And
it can always do bad.
Yeah, Micah Parsons is showing that
terrible.
Right now.
It's terrible. Now,
I mean, Draymond Green went on last night and called Nurkic the 300-pound, slug who can't play a full game.
Well,
Josh Hart said he would beat up TJ McConnell. The next day, TJ McConnell put up 18 on his head and the Pacers beat the fuck out of us.
Yeah,
I don't like this shit, bro. Yeah. I don't like that shit, bro. I don't like active in-season podcasts. If I was a front office guy for a franchise, I would ban all players from doing a podcast until the season's over, bare minimum. You can only talk on podcasts because you can give up some valuable insight to your opponents, just chatting and shit, shooting the breeze with your teammates.
Expose your hand,
You could talk about locker room drama. For example, Jalen Brunson was talking about how Obi Toppin used to scam them playing cards. You're not supposed to talk about shit like that, bro. I don't care if he's on the Pacers now. I don't care.
Josh Hart
looking up Lisa Ann.
On the Apple Vision.
That
was sick. Yeah, that's crazy.
I might got to cop one of those.
Yeah.
But the point is that they're not locked when they're doing this.
Yeah, their brain's not.
They're not focused on what
they need to do.
Right, bro. And like, I think the podcast is great. I think it's great content, but it should be for the off season. And I bet you they keep losing. Thibodeau and Leon Rose is going to step in. Say, all right, cut the fucking shit until the offseason.
Or do it on weekends only.
Tibbs shouldn't have people playing 43 minutes.
I agree with that.
And
too.
It's honestly he thinks this is old school
ball. But everybody, like, literally,
it's not old school ball.
Literally five starters are hurt.
I know, but you still got to rotate the players, bro.
We had a six-man rotation at the end of the one game. Like, come on, Hartenstein got hurt, too.
DeVincenzo just got hurt last night, too, right?
Yeah, he's playing 43 minutes. He fucked his hamstring. He's not used to playing 43 minutes.
Tibbs literally played the starting five the whole third quarter. Yeah. Not one substitution the whole third quarter. And like, that's disgusting.
These role players are stepping up. Like, Achiuwa is stepping up. Josh Hart is like, he was making shots last night. Deuce McBride's been playing great. But it's just like, you're not supposed to be getting that type of volume. Like, it's
Their body's not conditioned to do that.
How are them cats doing it as far as when Embiid went down? Are his teammates coming through?
Philly's honestly in a similar boat. They just went and got Buddy Hield.
Got Buddy
Hield. Hoping that they
he's hooping, though.
He's
hooping.
And they actually beat the Hot Cavs last night, too.
That was a battle of two evils. So, like, man.
Man, I'm going to tell you this. Motherfuckers, the sportsbooks lost on the Super Bowl, right? They got their bread back yesterday. Promise you that.
In the Cavs game?
The Cavs game, the Knicks game. Mind you, the NBA refs are fucking dog shit. That was you can't be mad at people saying that leagues are rigged when shit like this is going on.
Yeah.
When shit like this is blatant fucking bullshit like this is going on.
That was a wild
call. It was the grossest call I've ever seen.
I was talking about in history.
No. Not in history. But this
they're
season
saying it's up there.
But this is a stacked
call.
Season of fuck shit. Guy the Rockets player did a Hail Mary three and they called a foul.
He kicked his feet out.
With 1 second left in the
kicked
fourth.
His feet out.
You're and not, he kicked his feet out, created contact, which is illegal. It should have been an offensive shooting foul, if anything. And we lost because of it. They got three free throws at the end of the game because of it, and we lost by three. And the spread was 1.5. And it was tied. So, with that being said, the officials, somebody needs to be held accountable.
They won't.
We need to start actually firing these motherfuckers and demoting them when they fuck up on this level.
Sixers hooped yesterday. Buddy Hield was going crazy. And honestly, this is what happens when the Cavaliers have to play a good team. That's all I'm saying, is that the Cavaliers, in a good sample size, are not going to be beating above 500 teams. I mean, not at least the way that they've been winning the past month.
The Bucks beat the shit out the Nuggets.
They're feeding on bottom feeders. Huh?
They went 17-1 in their past 18 games, or 17-2, something like that. And only four of those wins were against teams.
Some Cowboys shit. Dallas Cowboys type.
Some Miami Dolphins vibes going on.
Right. Right. Exactly. That's exactly what the Cavs are. They're the Miami Dolphins of the NBA right now.
Yeah.
They can't beat a good squad. Play a fully healthy Knicks squad. We're fucking you up. Beating you up in five. Beating you in five and a seven, bro. Fully healthy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, the Knicks.
I'm sorry, bro.
And like,
because we did it last year with a way worse team.
Oh my goodness!
So, I don't know what Cavs fans think they are. and like, the funny part is like, Cavs fans and Pacers fans think we're actual rivals with them. We're not rivals with you, poverty fucking cities.
I'm looking at the
Indianapolis and Cleveland. You think the New York Knicks are actually want to be rivals with you, fucking losers? No, we're rivals. Our rivals are the fucking Celtics. In the fucking Heat and the fucking Sixers. Cavs, Pacers, you guys are fucking poverty.
You gotta relax.
Fuck out of here.
You gotta relax a little. Maybe on the Pacers.
Fuck the Pacers. Them motherfuckers suck too.
I got the Knicks sweeping the Pacers. Maybe
they fucking suck.
Maybe they get one game if they're out of here, bro, against a fully healthy Knicks squad.
We are beating piss and shit out of the Pacers. Fully healthy, bro.
What'd you say? I mean,
I'm not doing this.
Oh. Okay. I mean, the Pacers just don't see, like, I never watch the Pacers, and I'm really like, the Pacers make the playoffs every year. That's not true. That is definitely not a true statement.
That's
right
not
here.
A true statement.
And there's just nothing about that team that really stands out to me. I
mean, the 8th seed last year?
Tyrese Halliburton can assist Hunt for 48 minutes a game. Yeah, in the early 2000s, facts, when they had Reggie Miller. I'm not talking
about that. Yeah, that was a rivalry. Yeah. When that was going down with Reggie.
No Tyrese Halliburton.
But now, we're not rivals with the Pacers. I'm sorry. I know they want us to be their rivals, but go be rivals with Cleveland. That's a good rivalry.
Close
Cleveland
to each
and
other.
Pacers, right. Y'all close to each Detroit. Other. Y'all are two decent teams. Y'all both poverty cities.
It's a great
rivalry, in my opinion. It should be.
I'm just saying, this is what happens. This is what happened, too. When we said this Becker about the Hawks a couple years ago. They smoked our boots in the playoffs.
But that was also a way different. Like, the timeline of this Knicks team is not only did we beat
talking about Roy Hibbert and them and Paul George and them? That when they smoked our boots? Yeah, they got us.
No,
I said
talking about the Hawks game, the Hawks series.
Yeah. We thought the same shit. We thought shit was sweet.
But we smoked the same Cleveland Cavaliers team, and then we went out.
I'm not talking
about
the Cavaliers. I'm talking about the Pacers. We'll smoke the Cavs. Okay, I'll give y'all that. But
you
Pacers,
mentioned the Hawks from a few years ago.
I think the Cavs are better than the Pacers.
No.
I think that would be a good series. No. I think that would go 7. But I do think the Cavs are better than the Pacers. And they just lost Hield.
I just don't take either of them very seriously as far as a NBA Finals contender. Neither of them are playing defense to the level of this New York Knicks team when fully healthy. And I don't think I think Jalen Brunson is the ultimate superstar out of him, Tyrese Halliburton, and Donovan Mitchell. And I think he proved that by beating Donovan Mitchell and sending him home in the past two playoff series. And he's had way more success in both regular season and playoff success than Tyrese Halliburton has. So there's just no leg to stand on arguing that either of those guys are better than Brunson right now.
So what about the Bucks? They just got Patrick
Beverly. They're
is that going to like replace the traffic cone Lillard when it comes to defensive?
They're making up for what they lost with situations. Drew Holiday, and they're trying their best. I don't think
that's not a bad pick.
I mean, I think it's a positive pickup.
It is no,
but it doesn't move the needle for me. It's a good pickup, but it doesn't move the needle.
Wow, so far.
He's a defensive like backbone, so I think that adds like some heart and soul to that locker room that they were missing. But then again, it always circles back around to Doc Rivers, and I ultimately think that's what holds him back. East is wide open. I don't know about all that. I think
it is wide open.
I think it's Celtics. It's going through Boston.
Through Boston right now.
That's why I'm hoping Cleveland gets the 2 seed. I'm praying on it. So we could play them in the second round. I'm praying the Cleveland Cavs keep doing what they're doing. Keep on winning, brothers, please. I want y'all at the 2 or 3 seed.
Who?
The Cavs.
Oh, the Cavs.
So we could play. So if we're the 2 or 3 seed and they're the 2 or 3 seed, we play them in the second round. And then we get to see Boston in the fucking. Yeah.
We got to go different.
Bucks out the East, Nuggets out the West. I don't know. The West is pretty open, too. I mean, you have the Timberwolves who are making some moves trying to, you know, make a little.
Low-key like the Thunder out the West, bro.
The Thunder have been dropping games. Who did the Thunder just
they've been losing, too.
Too young.
It's just not their time yet. It almost feels like they have to lose a playoff series. I know they lost
the Clippers. Yo, if they could just lock in, bro. If they could just lock in, bro.
That's what Kawhi.
If it's up to Kawhi. It's literally up to Kawhi.
He's been locked, though.
James Harden for now. Balling at an exceptional level. He should have been an all-star, quite honestly. James Harden's playing that good right now.
That's the Clips could actually win the West. They could. Let's see what the Suns do as well. I mean,
Suns are starting deep. They're getting Thaddeus Young, I saw, but
yeah, I've seen that.
Suns just have no depth. And that
Bradley Beal shit's terrible.
Yo, Bradley Beal going for the steal the other night and not just contesting Steph Curry was insane, bro.
Can't move his fucking back.
No, but he went and tried to like extend for the steal. Instead, Steph grabs the ball, hits that little turnaround game winner. That's it. It was, oh my goodness.
Curtains, that was hell of a game.
Steph has been on a heater the past like week and a half.
Man, that shit over.
It's free Steph.
Sorry,
right
Steph,
now.
Man. It's over for you, dog.
It's over for Clay for sure.
Clay's cooked.
Straight in the garbage pit, man.
Clay is bad. Clay Thompson is going to be bagging 4 for 4s come 2025.
He's bad, bro. I don't even like know what to say. But
that back is done, Bradley Beal. Yeah,
bro, he's stiff, man. You can still see him being stiff when he plays. It's just so sad to see.
What about the Mavs? They just picked up Gafford and PJ Washington.
They're
I mean, Gafford actually played a really good game.
Gafford's solid, but PJ Washington is just like a at least in Charlotte, he was a stat hunter.
I'm pissed because I have Lively in my fantasy league and he's hurt. And now they got Gafford, and now it's just going to fuck up everything.
GG's for that.
Yeah, I might have to drop him.
Somebody put Clay to the Bucks.
Clay to the Bucks.
Think a change of scenery? Think a change of scenery would be good for him?
Chris Middleton just cooked. Chris Middleton is hurt too, correct? Didn't he just
there's the inevitable Middleton.
Oh, it happens every year.
The inevitable meniscus of Chris Middleton.
He got the ring, bro. He got the ring. He got the bag. He was
I can't even lie though. When Chris Middleton was playing in that finals, he was hooping at a crazy level.
He made a big difference.
So where I was like, yo, Chris Middleton might be one of the more underrated stars in the league. I think he's on the emergence.
No, at one point, people were calling Giannis Robin, bro. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, that was. That was a crazy time.
What?
You don't remember that?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, bro.
Middleton when he was closing out games? 40, bro.
And he was closing out games?
It was
the
ISO Middleton. That was it. They were going to him.
It was, bro.
Damn, rocking the Niners. You are really. Yeah. Ain't no pretenders. I've been here since 1979.
Ain't no faking the funk. Damn right. Man. Ain't no faking the funk.
I can't believe the Draymond and Nurkic beef still extending now into.
Yo, like Draymond might be the first NBA player with CTE. There's something wrong with it.
No, there's literally something actually like, there's wrong, something wrong with Draymond. Like, there's literally something
he's
wrong.
He's going
to
hit somebody again. He's going to swing on something. It's just a matter of
he
time.
He wouldn't last in the early 2000s.
Carl Anthony Towns could have put all that to rest when he had his boy in the headlock. Towns could have hit that nigga with a right hand.
I'm talking about Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Towns had him lined up and
Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is not sweet. We're not doing that. Ben Simmons is not sweet.
Simmons is trying.
He's choking. He's choking niggas, throwing niggas on the ground, not moving after. Ben Simmons has nothing to lose.
Nurkic is just soft. Nurkic is kind of soft. For being a big dude like that, he is definitely soft. But Draymond is also absolutely
fake
out
ass.
Of his mind.
Valanciunas. Fake ass.
Yeah, that's when Cat.
Motherfuckers be scared to fight Draymond.
I don't know why.
I'm serious.
Cat had a free shot at his fucking head.
They seen the video of him
bro.
Knocking. He's a wild the fuck card. Out.
He like, has that unpredictability stop, factor.
There's motherfuckers is scared of Draymond. I promise you, they are. He's been bullying the league for a long time.
So you think if it was like
he's Debo?
You think if it was like the early 2000s with like Better World Peace, Ben Wallace, and
all?
No,
he would have got beat the fuck up.
Like, yeah, he would have got
beat up back then.
Motherfuckers is soft now, bro.
Yeah, the whole league, all sports is soft. All sports
is scary.
Soft.
This is Gen Z playing basketball. These Gen Z kids ain't grow up fighting in the streets. They have cell phones and YouTube. These boys ain't fighters. It's either gun or nothing.
Pulling up with their
and they know they don't got no guns in the arena and doing no wild shit like that. So them boys ain't fighting.
It's a bunch of Marcus Morris's out there. That's what you say.
I mean, Marcus is kind of tough too. Though.
He's a fake tough guy, man. He's almost always about to fight. Him
and
Jimmy
them dudes
Butler.
Back in the day, like the early 2000s, Ben Wallace, Rasheed, and all them, they lace
piece. They would have, it would have got on and popping with Draymond. But yo, I feel like Draymond would have been able to hold his own with Rasheed and them too, though.
They would have beat the shit out of him. Bro. They would have beat.
I don't know,
out
man.
Him,
Draymond, he's
now because he know everybody saw. Because it's only him
Draymond's
doing
what, 6'10",
that bullying.
Fucking 6'9"?
Ben Wallace is 6'10". Ben Wallace would have threw
Yeah, you're talking about Ben Wallace. You're talking about the toughest guy in the NBA.
Rasheed Wallace. Oh,
Rasheed Wallace, him and him would have went toe for toe.
Rasheed Wallace would have punched that nigga in the face.
Garnett probably would have washed Draymond.
Garnett wouldn't have fought. Garnett wouldn't have fought. He just talked.
Big fake tough guy.
Yes, he just talked, man. I never
he's
seen
not,
him.
He's not? Yo, you don't remember when
he don't throw. I ain't never seen him.
Yeah, I don't want to hear nothing. Melo had him shook. He was in the bus. Ugh.
Man, listen. Draymond would have held his own about 80% of them 2000s, 90s players.
Picked his teeth
80%
up.
80% of them.
He had to pick his teeth up and went back in the
Anthony Mason would have been choking him.
Yeah.
Oakley, all them dudes would beat the shit out of him, man.
Him and Oakley would be a good fight. I don't know. So
you know who would have been a badass fight from back in the day? People talk shit about I don't like him. That Karl Malone is a big country motherfucker. I think he'd have laced somebody up.
Hell no. Yeah, Kenny Martin knocked him out.
Yeah, that caught him.
Fuck Karl Malone.
Karl Malone.
No, I'm just saying he's a big country strong motherfucker.
I'll smack Karl Malone if I saw him right now. Yeah,
he's a piece of shit as a person.
I'll smack him right in the fucking mouth if I saw him.
He's a piece of shit as a person.
But that wraps up Mo Sports TV. I appreciate y'all once again. Make sure y'all subscribe to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That's how we really get our support with this podcast. Obviously, the clips. Share, like, do what you got to do with that. But follow us on Spotify. Follow us on Apple Podcast. We get numbers on that. That's where we get endorsements and sponsors. And we can start hiring people from within the group. All right? Fair?
Fair.
All right. I appreciate y'all. Most Words TV. Love y'all. Peace. Be back next Tuesday.
Peace.